of the last time you felt your urges just throb and pulse and burn to the point that you would have given absolutely anything for some help? Anything. Let me help you. Let me feel your desires, your needs, your addictions. Let me give you what you need. Please. Take me. Take it. Take whatever you need. Have your way with me. Because I need that. I need that as much as you need to give it to me. I want you to tremble and pulse. Moan. And ultimately explode as many times as I can make you. Oh, fuck. What can I do for you? Can I taste it? Do you want me to lick it? Can I lick it for you? If I suck on it a little. Shit. You know, I really thought I was gonna be able to like hold it together and do some kind of a light narrative, but I don't think that's gonna work out, because I am gonna need to put this right inside me, right? Oh, fuck. Oh, but I will take it slow at first. I usually like to get in there and just pound away, because, well, I need that. Right now, I'm just kind of taking it slow. I guess I am feeling a little subby today. man, I guess we're gonna get to pounding sooner than I thought. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Get it. Fuck. Oh, God. I did start off wanting to go in a particular direction, but I think we're gonna take a tangent. And I think I'm just this, well, I guess we're in a ramble fab now. It always comes back. To these two toys. And my wet, needy pussy that wants nothing more than to satisfy your every fucking whim. Shit. That feels good. That feels really good. And you know what? Since we've gotten all the way off track anyway, I think I'm just gonna let's grab my phone over here. Answer a couple more questions, I guess. I still have a few left that I kind of liked. Okay. Do you have any fun hobbies besides pounding it out? There's this. there's recording. There's reading. I draw occasionally. I mean, prior to the pandemic, I used to actively seek out like restaurants with interesting menus, and that's how I got to try like a grasshopper taco. And I had this bespoke meal made for me at this one place. Basically, I just filled out a little form saying what things to not include, saying what my allergies are, and the sort of I like that. Try to focus. I like the kind of flavors I enjoy, and while that was a fun experience, come to think of it, I don't remember what the meal was, so maybe it wasn't that great. I miss bottomless brunch. Also, about once a month, I used to seek out like things I'd never done before, like improv class, like firing a gun, or like one time a friend and I spent the day not fucking, not that kind of friend. But we did spend the day taking pictures from high places because I'm afraid of heights. And for one of my birthdays, we tried to arrange for like this, for a hot air balloon ride. But of course the couple of times we tried to do it, the weather would go to shit, and then like the place was kind of far, so we just, you know, took a refund instead. Let's get some more of that. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Favorite sex position and why? The answer to that is middle in a threesome. And I'm pretty sure that speaks for itself. So what do you mean why? I mean whatever the configuration is. I think I have the most fun giving and receiving at the same time. Maybe that's why I like 69 so much. I mean, just think about it. All those hands and mouths and I saw this one video. It was a lesbian threesome, and it was, one of them, they both got out. I'm doing a great job describing this. two of them got strap-ons. Well, actually, one of them got a strap-on, and the other one got a dildo, and they spit roasted her. The third one, being her, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fucking thinking about it. And the one at her face would alternate between putting the dildo in her mouth and like having her eat her pussy. Oh. God, how fucking fun would that be? Oh, fuck. Shit. I think I have just one more question, and it is one that I answered before, but I didn't answer it very well because my attention was split like not worse than it is now. I was playing a video game while I was trying to answer this question, and I'm pretty sure I can do better. So that question is, how did you get started in the audio erotica scene, and what has kept you here? Well, a little over a year ago, we were all deep in the pandemic. I'm sure some of you remember that. You remember when we were locked away in our homes. And this followed about a year of being single after getting out of a long-term relationship. So I was pretty starved to begin with, and you know, not being able to, and then like being able to hook up was also removed as an option. I had always kind of been a fan of audio. I don't really remember how I discovered audio porn, but I remember thinking that like most of the time it really does a lot more for me than like regular porn does, to be honest. But and anyway, on my off time, I do smoke some weed. So one night, after a joint and some listening, I hit record on my phone and let it go. Prior to my very first audio, I had never really talked dirty to a person before. Okay. No, it's the honest truth. That's how it happened. And here we are. So I guess I'll talk to you later. This audio is kind of a mess. Bye.